From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was, quote, on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has this update.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with the Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. A statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and its recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge in his opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People that China has entered a new area of socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. This is VOA. A member of Kenya's Election Commission has resigned just a week before the presidential revote, adding another layer of political turmoil in the East African nation. Rosalind Akombe issued a statement from New York Wednesday saying the planned October 26th revote cannot meet the basic expectations of a credible election. Akombe says the embattled Electoral Commission, known by its acronym IEBC, is under siege from infighting and political intimidation. Akombe told BBC Radio that she fled Kenya after receiving numerous threats to her safety. Spain's top court ruled Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. More now from reporter Lucy Fields.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month. While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests, the Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners, a reminder of life under dictator General Franco when Catalan culture was suppressed.
Reporter Lucy Fields. The White House is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Trump's latest order restricting travel. The Justice Department says it will vigorously defend the president's actions, according to the White House, contending its proclamation restricting travel was issued after an extensive administration-wide security review. Immigrants and people on business or tourist visas are blocked from Chad, Libya, and Yemen. Visitors from Somalia may come to the U.S. while immigrants are barred. In the case of Venezuela, only certain government officials are disallowed. And thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh since late Sunday, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. That brings the total number to 582,000 Rohingya. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.